This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the third night of the Republican National Convention, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination for a second term. Top women in the Trump administration talked about what they see as President Donald Trump's compassion and commitment. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Soon-to-be former presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway describes President Trump as able to lift up the American people.
Provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she sees Trump as compassionate and caring, especially toward military families and crime victims.
I've seen him offer heartfelt outreach to grieving parents who lost their children to crime in the streets.
Second Lady Karen Pence also praised Trump and her husband as she called on supporters.
Reelect President Trump and Vice President Pence for 4 more years.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports that Hurricane Laura could have an impact far beyond the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Forecasters expect a weekend Laura to move northward through Louisiana and cause widespread flash flooding in states far from the coast. After turning eastward and reaching the Atlantic Ocean, it could again become a tropical storm and threaten the Northeast. Laura is the seventh named storm to strike the U.S. this year, setting a record for U.S. landfalls by the end of August.
That's AP's Mike Hempen. A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of two people during a third night of protests in Wisconsin over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. Two people were killed Tuesday night in an attack carried out by a young white man who was caught on video. This is